Teaching about race and identity is often tricky, and even more so now, coincidentally during this Black History Month. Legislation in states across the country is putting a spotlight on how educators present Black history in their classrooms, forcing them to navigate political landmines. NPR's Juma Say brings us this report.
Roderick Ferguson's love for Black literature started with a gift.
There is a bookstore called the Shrine of the Black Madonna in Atlanta, Georgia. One of my aunts, as a Christmas gift, gave me a set of books from the Shrine of the Black Madonna.
Ferguson didn't grow up with his auntie in Atlanta. He grew up in rural Manchester. That's about 70 miles south of the state's capital. But still, the Shrine of the Black Madonna became a kind of outlet. He found the store's number and, quote, just started ordering books. Now, every book he finished, he'd pass along to friends in the neighborhood who were being trained in activism and organizing by members of the local NAACP, the junior high school principal, the school secretaries, their French teacher, and others. These elders were all veterans of the civil rights movement, and together, the community in Manchester produced what Ferguson calls the classroom outside of the classroom.
I credit those moments with the successes that many of us enjoy today.
Success like his own. Today, Roderick Ferguson is a professor at Yale, contributing his own scholarship to the Black literary canon.
So this is all from a rural town where the Klan was still somewhat active.
In 2021, the College Board announced that they were creating a high school advanced placement course for African American studies, and Ferguson was on that reading list, included in the unit on Black queer studies. But when the College Board released the final curriculum on the first day of Black History Month this year, he wasn't there. Neither was the unit. Now, the College Board says that this was an independent decision, not a reaction to criticism from states like Florida that banned the pilot curriculum entirely. The day after the board's announcement, I meet Ed Allison in the front office at Granby High, a public school in Norfolk, Virginia.
Front door.
We walk up to the classroom where he teaches African American studies.
This is a African American studies scholastic bowl.
Next year, Allison's teaching the new AP curriculum. So almost immediately we start talking about the cuts. He says that as a teacher, it's exhausting to see Black history so politicized. It's the same as a parent. He has a daughter in college, and I ask how he felt about her Black history education growing up. He tells me about a conversation she'd had with a friend.
It's funny because I remember doing the Black Lives Matter thing with George Floyd, and one of her Caucasian friends was like, "Em, this is so crazy." And she said, "Girl, my daddy what made me watch Mississippi Burning when I was 8 years old."
Mississippi Burning is a movie based on the 1964 murder of three civil rights workers.
So does that summarize it?
That summarizes it.
Allison says, as frustrating as it can sometimes be trying to teach the history of race in America, he's not letting the cuts to AP's curriculum bother him, because he is the curriculum, and he lives it every day. Juma Say, NPR News.